Prue Bentley with you this afternoon, right through until 6:30. And it's time to turn our attention to food. Christmas lunch, everyone's preoccupied with the meat, the barbecue, the roast. But what about the veggies? What veggies get prime position? I'm hoping some get prime position at your Christmas feast. That is our topic today for Foodie Tuesday. And I am super pleased that Alice Zaslavsky, who is a culinary conversationalist and author of Alice's Food A to Z, also creator of phenomenom.com.au, is here to talk us through veggies. Alice, hello.
Good to be here, Prue.
Have you got a lot of veggies on the menu for Christmas?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We actually start with the veggies and then we think about the proteins later.
See, you do it all back to front, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah, well, I think the reason why I like starting with the veggies is because that's what brings the colour to the table. Otherwise, you've just got, you know, a bunch of brown on the table.
Yeah, well, but everyone gets excited about the meat. I mean, even me, my husband is actually looking after all of the Christmas food this year because I'll be working. So I've already said to him, I'm coming home and dinner will be ready, won't it. And but we've only really talked about the meat, and I had to really stop myself and think, no, what about the colour? What about the veggies? What about a little bit of variety?
And the other thing is, I think that in Australia, we're also battling with the weather. So if it's a warmer day, then having really stodgy, kind of heavy food is not great. I mean, we're all going to have the nap in the afternoon after lunch. But I feel like...
Nothing wrong with the nap.
Nothing wrong with the nap. Absolutely not. But I feel like powering up with some colour and some vibrance and some energy would be fantastic.
Yes. So the first thing I think of is salads because I know that from past family Christmases, that's kind of what we get. We get either seafood or meat and salad. Great. But there are so many other options, aren't there?
Well, salad in itself, I think, is a full-on category. Yeah. If you're talking garden salad, sure, then that can be quite simple. Ergo, very delicious too. You know, I think that especially with tomatoes coming fully into season.
Yes.
Sweet tomatoes. Tomatoes, cucumbers, some crunchy lettuce, some Spanish onion, and just a really simple dressing and maybe some herbs. That's super festive. So that's a really good place to start. If you want to zhuzh it up, make it into a Greek salad with some olives and some feta. Yum. And then we're talking other salads. I like a grain salad on the table. So whether that be the number one most searched recipe during this time of year is the Hellenic grain salad.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's one that does always, my mother-in-law makes that every Christmas day and we absolutely love it. And that's got sort of currants and rice and wild rice, I should say, and a whole bunch of sort of other delightful sort of jewels. But adding some sort of grain to something simple. Like, again, let's say we're doing – I made a salad actually from Caroline Eden's new book, Black Sea. If you enjoy that sort of Caucasus cooking, so Turkish, Bulgarian kind of cooking, she makes one with grapes and cherry tomatoes and bulgur wheat. But I couldn't find bulgur wheat, so I used Frika. So getting into super grains with your grain salad, you want one kind of conversation starter for every dish.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, we do veggies really well every Christmas, or maybe you're starting to think, okay, well, we're going to just do an all-veggie Christmas, I'd love to hear from you this afternoon, 1-300-222-774. What are your veggie dishes? Do you have a signature dish? And you can text 0437-774-774. So we're going to look for some new recipes this year, but I don't really want to try something that I might fail at. Mm-hmm. Where do I start with that?
That's a good question. I think the best place to start is make something that you're already really used to and then add a twist to it. So, for example, if you know that Nan always loves her string beans and she probably likes them, you know, a little bit overboiled, a little bit mushy, add some caramelized onion or some currants or some toasted nuts on top and you've just made a whole new dish, but it's something that's still familiar and something that's not too taxing on you on the day.
Lara in Carlton says that panzanella salad is delicious. Mm. I love to make a salad of green beans and pomegranate seeds with a very simple vinaigrette. Both have lovely colours and are delicious.
That's perfect. And panzanella salad is actually a fantastic way of using up any leftover, let's say, garden salad the next day. The panzanella here, you know, obviously is a little bit of toasted stale bread. So if you've got some bread from the table, you've got some salad that's got lots and lots of dressing at the bottom, toss that all together. The bread will absorb that delicious dressing and you've got yourself lunch for Boxing Day.
Pomegranate seeds is a whole other conversation. I'm sure you've probably had with Raf in the past, but I find them slightly intimidating. We might get to that in a minute, but Billy's called in from Narre Warren. G'day, Billy.
Hi, I've got my daughter Lila here with me.
Oh, hello, Lila.
Hi.
Hi, Lila.
Pomegranate seed winner at the family Christmas dinner every year. It's the simplest salad you'll ever make, but it is an absolute winner.
All right, so hit us with it.
Nice tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Adelaide tomatoes would be best, or some really nice tasting tomatoes. Put a bocconcini on that and a basil leaf and olive oil.
I knew that's where it was going, Billy. A good caprese, yeah. You can't go wrong. And so festive.
Can't go wrong. Good olive oil, it's absolutely delicious.
Is that Lila's job on Christmas Day?
It will be this year.
I bet. That's fantastic. Thank you, Billy. That sounds just delicious. And, yes, it is sort of returning to those things that you wouldn't normally think of as Christmas fare.
Mm, keeping it simple and thinking about a couple of good things on every plate instead of trying to overcomplicate things. And I think buying less but better quality is always a better way to go as well, because then you'll minimise food waste as well.
Potatoes. Mm-hmm. Potatoes are going to be, you know, one of those standard veg that you have on your plate. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's usually potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
Really simple. I mean, it's beautiful. It's fantastic. But is there a way we can zhuzh that up a little bit?
Heck yes, there is. I think that a really good potato salad comes back to your choice of potato. You want to be looking for the sort of potato that's more of a, let's say, a boiling potato rather than a roasting potato. So a pink skin potato, or in my case, I love a kiffler potato.
They're those little skinny ones.
You can also zhuzh it up if you're lucky enough to find some purple Congo potatoes. They are purple and they look really cool. But
are they purple on the inside?
They're purple on the inside too. So you get a little bit of interesting colour, but I find that the kifflers are sweeter. So if I am going to use purple Congo, I'm going to add some kifflers as well and mix it up.
You know what I loved about something you said just before is you said it was a conversation starter.
Mm.
And that's one of the things at Christmas that you want to be talking about the food, don't you? You don't want to be talking politics or religion or any of those things. You kind of want to be able to steer the conversation away to something like, oh, look at these prawns. Oh, look, this is a really interesting way you've done the salad. Here's your way out.
Exactly. And especially if you've got new people coming along as well, invite them to bring a dish. And then whatever they bring, that can be their kind of entry point to the conversation with everybody.
0437 774 774 if you'd like to text me your veg dish for Christmas. Come on, I know there are more out there. And you can call the talkback line 1-300-222-774. How are you cooking with vegetables this year? There are lots of vegetable gadgets about, though, too, aren't there, Alice?
Yes, and I think that especially if you're a vegetable novice, a couple of really handy gadgets, inexpensive gadgets especially, are very, very good at this time of year because they'll save you time. And it is a lot of salads and vegetable dishes are all about the actual presentation. So if you're making things easy for yourself with things like, say, a julienne peeler or, say, a really nice sharp paring knife will set you back $4 or $5. So if all of your knives are more like letter openers, go and invest in one paring knife. Make yourself a little pre-Christmas gift and get one of those, and then that will make it much easier to prep. But then there might be something like a spirulli, for example. That's also known as a spiralizer. It's the thing that makes the, you know,
everything curly.
Noodles, everything curly, exactly. So if you're making, say, a coleslaw and you're nervous about making the carrots thin enough, use a spirulli. And that way you get those julienne carrots really, really quickly.
And they're fun. And the kids like that stuff
too,
don't they?
Exactly. That's right.
Jenny on the text says, my niece is a vegetarian and she always requests her dad's old classic tomato pie every year.
Mm.
Tomatoes, onion and breadcrumbs and some other stuff, she says. It wouldn't be Christmas without it.
That's gorgeous.
Isn't that beautiful?
I've never heard of a tomato pie, but I'm going to have to go off and search some recipes because I think that it's like cutting out the middleman. That's the tomato sauce and the pastry, and you don't need the meat. There you go.
And if you're not going to be working with meat this Christmas, you need to make veggies the hero, don't you?
You do. And there's actually a fantastic book that's just come out by a UK author called Gaz Oakley. If you've got some vegans coming along to your Christmas, his vegan Christmas cookbook I absolutely love because the recipes all look really delicious. He's made an effort to add flavour instead of, it's not about what he's taking out of the recipe, it's about what he's adding in. And he's got a really cool turducken, like a roast, right?
I'm not sure that the words cool to duck and it can quite go together.
It's true. But let's just say that the base is a butternut squash and then he's stuffing that with a bunch of different flavours. So seek that one out. It might be a really good stocking stuffer too.
Alice, it's quite an education when you come in, isn't it? Are there any other sort of tips that you've got for us for making sure we're not out of our depth if we're trying something new?
If in doubt, herb it out. Grab some really nice fresh herbs. I'm sure that many of you have got some herbs growing at the moment as well. Adding some mint to a salad never goes astray. A little bit of parsley. If you have any coriander naysayers in your midst.
I do. I put my hands up. My mum can't stand the stuff.
Well, the best thing to do is to keep the coriander separate and let people garnish their own salad in that way.
And chili. Got to do that with chili too because you're really going to split the room.
Totally. Yeah. And you want to have some buildable options so people, you know, can be, it's about the theatre and it's about combining flavours and making people feel like they're involved on the day.
Robin Williamstown says, my husband cooks two women's weekly salads, an amazing avocado and mango, and an avocado and mango.
Yes.
Oh, I just read that. And the potato salad with a basil mayo dressing. It's delicious.
Yum. And that avocado and mango, if you've got some cooked prawns on the table, adding some prawns into that avocado and mango salad would be scrumptious.
Oh, well, and Ian, exactly straight after Rob has said, no joke, my standard green salad is with avocado and an albi of mango juice on top.
There you go. Well, because if you think about it, the avocado's got the creaminess and the colour, and especially at this time of year too. And then the mango, you've got a bit of the sharpness and the sweetness and the colour again. So you can – all of these recipes are really evocative because they're not brown.
Yeah. Don't go brown as Christmas. Brown. That's your main message really, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that a lot of the kind of food memories that older generations might have might be sort of more of an anglicised northern hemisphere one. But think about southern hemisphere, bright, tropical, fun veg.
Mix it up. Alice, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Great to be in, Prue.
Alice Zaslavsky is the culinary conversationalist, author of Alice's Food A to Z and creator of phenomenom.com.au.